going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. If there is one thing I would absolutely hate to have to do, it's sleep where I work.
Oof.
And I'm not talking about what nurses do, where they just put in a 36-hour shift so they go in the cleaning closet and take a nap.
They have a very important job.
I don't think that situation is strange. I get that. You know, you got to rest up when you're saving lives. But hear me out for 1 second, because I can't be alone on this. So my friend's apartment manager decided that she's going to move into the building that she works at. So now this woman is neighbors with my friend. So now she's working there 12 hours a day, and then the other 12, she's sleeping and doing whatever else.
That's exactly how my apartment complex is, too. There's like a building in the center where all the maintenance people live. It's so weird.
Oh, yeah. So this is every day, all day now. And I'm like, I don't care if it saved me 45 minutes off my commute. I couldn't sleep at the radio station. Could you?
No.
Could you?
I mean, there's like mice in here, so no.
Wow, that was a one-time occurrence. But think about how many of you work a remote job from home. And I started thinking about this. Like, you're in the same spot all day in your home or apartment, but some of you have a 3-bedroom house with an extra office. What about the people that work all day from home in their studio, but, and their desk is next to their bed?
Didn't you used to do this back in the day when you had like club nights and stuff?
It was
but you were also like 20.
Well, so. I wasn't staying here. I come in early and sleep under the table in the conference room, and then Sandy Waters would come and wake me up before we went on.
Get up.
Right.
It was terrible.
She'd kick you.
Moose, get off the floor.
So I started thinking about this, and I was talking to our engineer, Dylan, about this yesterday.
Okay.
And Dylan goes, yeah, easy. I said, you think spending the night at the radio station would be easy? He goes, yeah, I could probably do it for a couple nights.
I said, seriously?
So I said, care to experiment? So he said he would get back to me, but I decided I'm going to get him on the phone this morning. Dylan, are you with us?
I'm here.
All right. Dylan.
Dylan,
good morning.
Lovely engineer, Dylan. He keeps the show on the air.
Dylan, good morning. Are you open to doing an experiment for Breezy, myself, and intern Joe?
I am absolutely open to it.
Okay. I'm not going to ask Derek because he and I had beef.
The answer's already
no. Yeah. We had beef a couple of years back. So he's not going to come through for me. But we want to know, would you be willing to spend the night at the radio station and then report back to us tomorrow morning? And if that goes well, just spend the weekend and then report back to us again on Monday morning with a full update.
Yeah, I mean, fun facts. I already have a cot in the basement.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Right now. And you go look at our cage. There's a cot down there already.
The cage is crazy.
You have a cot in the basement of the radio station.
For what reason, sir?
It's mine and Derek's cot. Well, you guys know, I mean, part of this job sometimes is us being here from 1 in the morning until 9 a.m. and then coming to support you guys. So
Wait. Time out. You said you and Derek, you guys share a cot? Is it queen size?
We've never shared the cot. Let's be very clear.
Wait a second. I need to know this too.
Wait, I want to go see the cot.
Because
so
you have a wife and kids, correct?
I have a wife. No kiddos.
Okay.
A wife for sure.
You don't have kids?
No chitlins on my end.
Oh, dude, I thought you, honestly, I'm not going to lie, you give off kind of an Amish vibe. I thought you had like 7 kids at home.
An Amish vibe, you know, Moose, I've never heard that one before, especially as a man who loves technology. I'm gonna keep that one in my back pocket.
Grows up and waits.
This man literally
time.
Walks around with his earbud no. in all the time.
All day.
And Moose is like, Amish.
Yeah.
You think he's barebacking a horse to the transmitter site? Like, what?
How many of you have to sleep at your job? Because sleeping at work, like, just think about that for a second. All right? You just clock out. And now the two machines that you just had to power down, you're rolling a sleeping bag between them. And like, all right, until tomorrow.
But Moose, I mean, like, you're not, I mean, it's a little different because you're in the comfort of your own home. But this isn't that much different than people who actually work from home. They don't get a chance to leave. They're there.
Yeah, I need that separation of work and home.
Church and state.
Yeah.
I know. I guess, I mean, I suppose you're right. I guess for some people it's not that strange, but where's the divide?
To.
Like,
I know.
Like Dylan, what are you going to tell your wife?
And your fake kids.
I think it's, fortunately for me, I've been in the tech industry for a long time, mm-hmm. and she has dealt with the fact that I've done many, many overnights where I've been awake the whole time.
Many.
So. Fortunately for her, I can just say, hey, I'm doing something for one of my shows, and she'll be like, all right, I guess I'll whip you up a Lunchable, send you with some snacks and some soda, and send you on your way.
We love a charcuterie.
So it would be basically.
Wipe her up, but you already did.
Yeah. So basically, it would be super easy for you to cheat on her.
No, absolutely not.
But that's.
Morally, no. Timeline. Yes.
I'm not hating on your wifey. I think it's great that she takes care of you, but I think she could do a little bit better than a Lunchable. But if that's your thing, that's your thing.
If your wife really loves you, she'll sleep on the cot with you downstairs.
I do think if I asked, she would do that. But I will, first off, the Lunchable's my choice. She spoils me. I'm absolutely going to FaceTime my wife the whole time.
All right, here's what I want you to do. So tonight when you spend the night at the radio station, I want like a log of everything you did, what time you got tucked in the cot in the basement, what time you wake up, and then you're going to report back to us at the same exact time tomorrow morning.
All right. Let me share the one piece I'm nervous about, something we never really talk about. So we have cameras in the studio to make sure everything's secure. We're in a very old Rochester building. Occasionally those cameras just go off and there's nothing there. 3 in the morning, camera just goes off.
Wasn't there a Ghostbusters thing here?
Yeah, we did a ghost hunt here a couple years ago for Halloween, and things were heard and felt and found, and it is. I don't envy you when it comes to that part. I would not want to sleep here, especially in the basement. It's the creepiest place in the building.
I've done overnight shifts here very early on in my career, and there I heard some things. It was spooky, I will tell you that.
All right, Dylan. Well, thank you so much
Good
for your contribution. If your wife needs company or help, we're all of us. We can go.
We'll go over. We'll cook up some Lunchables. No skin off my back.
Heck yeah.
All right, man. Thanks for being a team player. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same place.
Sounds great. See you guys.
All right. I like that guy. See, Derek's a pain in my ass, but
he wouldn't even answer your phone call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.